Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There were title changes, a debut, and a return at Halloween Havoc. Plus, Greg Hamilton let go from WWE, and Bo Dallas getting back in the ring. For Wednesday, October the 27th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Dolan's on the way to the top rope. Kicks off Harwell. Dolan's there. Dolan looks up. Dolan grabs the gold. Aichner now, third time. Imperial ball connects. Aichner quickly into the cover. Imperium has done it. It's legal. Goes in the cover. The count. We have a new champion.
A busy night for the former Black and Gold brand. What do we call them now? The paint-splattered brand? It's not as catchy, is it? Multiple title changes, as you heard there, plus lots of other stuff happening around that at Halloween Havoc. Probably the best NXT show since the 2.0 reboot. I've seen a few people saying that, and I do concur. Like, in-ring, it was excellent. Presentation's always really fun for these as well. And it did feel like a very marquee night for 2.0. So, the title changes that you heard. Imperium ending MSK's 200-plus day run as NXT Tag Team Champions. Great lumberjack match between those two, marking Imperium's second time as NXT Tag Team Champions. We also saw Juju Dolin and JC Jane, Toxic Attraction, win their first NXT Women's Tag Team titles in a four-way Stairway to Hell ladder match. Now, for those who have reached out about the crazy bump that Io Shirai took at the beginning of this match, or in this match rather, PW Insider can update us and say that she was okay backstage afterwards. So if you were concerned that maybe she'd legit hurt herself on the fall, she's absolutely fine. It's all good. And Toxic Attraction are your new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. Mandy Rose winning her first ever title in WWE, beating Raquel Gonzalez in a trick or street fight for the NXT Women's Championship. This match also marked the return of Dakota Kai, who was revealed as the one who's been part of those vignettes for weeks, hyping up her plans to get revenge and rewrite the past and all that. It was Dakota Kai. She attacked Raquel Gonzalez, setting up a program between those two. And every title changed hands on the show, with the exception of the one that you and I thought would almost definitely change hands. Tommaso Ciampa retaining the NXT Championship over Bron Breakker. There will be his time. His time will definitely come, but it wasn't on this evening. We also saw a debut last night on NXT 2.0. Solo Sikoa, the younger brother of the Usos, making his presence felt during a segment with LA Knight and Grayson Waller. He interrupted them arguing over hosting Halloween Havoc, and Knight ended up pushing Waller into Solo, sent him packing. We saw LA Knight begging off from there. So not quite sure on the alignment of Solo Sikoa, but I guess we'll find out as weeks go on. So a busy night at Halloween Havoc for NXT 2.0. Shawn Michaels is currently filling in for Triple H running NXT. This is following Triple H's recent heart issues, and he spoke to Sports Illustrated about it and said, trying to step in and fill his role is impossible to do. Everybody here misses him unbelievably, especially me. But I always go back to this. Everything in real life takes precedence over everything else. This was a situation where my best friend needed my help and needed me to step in. So I look at this as an opportunity in a small way to thank him for everything he did for me earlier in my career. I'm energized and inspired to keep this NXT territory going strong during his absence. So Shawn Michaels was backstage overseeing a very, very fun episode of NXT. Full results from Halloween Havoc at cultaholic.com.
Ring announcing is probably the most important aspect of my job. Ring announcing is the most important, but teaching at 1A, 1B, it's right up there. But yeah, ring announcing is, I guess, like that's my job, right? So ring announcing is the most important aspect, I guess.
One of my favorite things on the WWE YouTube channel is that mockumentary featuring SmackDown ring announcer Greg Hamilton. It's very David Brent. I do like it. Some sad news from that world today, as WWE, according to PW Insider, released Greg Hamilton earlier this week. Greg Hudson, his real name. He signed with WWE back in 2015. He was doing stuff on NXT and Tough Enough. He got moved to the main roster and ended up as how we know him now, the announcer for the SmackDown brand. He was on the UK tour loop with them recently, so we got to see him doing his thing in Newcastle several days ago. Actually, we talked about this in the news on Monday. Hudson had issue with West Side Gun, the rapper from Griselda, and they do loads of wrestling-inspired music, and they'd sampled Greg Hamilton for one of their songs, and Greg was talking about suing them for every penny they're worth in a series of Instagram messages that have since been deleted. WWE has been removed from Greg Hudson's Twitter bio, and his Twitter has gone private as well. As PW Insider saw this, they investigated further, and their sources told them that Greg had been released. I'm very sad to hear that Greg Hudson's gone. I genuinely think he's a brilliant ring announcer. Nothing but love to Greg Hamilton Hudson and whatever he does next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Absent since losing the NXT UK Championship, Volta is back in WWE. He's being advertised for the UK tour next month. WWE are back in the UK next month, and he is going to be part of the SmackDown roster for shows in Liverpool, Leeds, and Nottingham. Does this mean that Volta may end up on the Blue brand going forward? Well, I know WWE have been keen to get Volta onto the main roster for a long time, but Volta, quite happy living in Europe, doing his thing. Maybe his situation has changed, but what we do know is it's going to be interesting to see how well he meshes with the SmackDown roster in Liverpool, Leeds, and Nottingham. Tony Khan was on Busted Open Radio talking about AEW Rampage versus SmackDown. So this was where both shows went head to head for half an hour. And Tony said, when we got the head-to-head competition, I thought we need to respond. We need to win. And we did. It was really great of TNT to work with us, I thought, on short notice to push our breaks back so we could have that CM Punk versus Matt Sydal match uninterrupted. I know TNT was over the moon and very excited about what we did. So Tony Khan saying that TNT in full support of the ratings war that went on last Friday. And there's a lot of love from TNT towards AEW, and I feel like they've very much got their back on a lot of things. And it's time to Bo leave once again. Bo Dallas is making an in-ring return. WrestleCade tweeted out last night, welcome Taylor Rotunda, formerly known as Bo Dallas, to WrestleCade Revenge. 11/26 to 11/28, Benton Convention Center, Winston-Salem. No match or segment has been announced featuring Rotunda as of yet. It could be a case of its appearance, but even so, he's very much signed to make an appearance over that weekend for WrestleCade. Also confirmed last night for WrestleCade, this is really cool, Eric Redbeard, formerly Rowan from the Wyatt family, is going to be facing former ROH champion PCO. Going to batter each other. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is Wednesday. You know what that means. Football Manager with Jack and Owen from 6 p.m. BST. The careers of Cultaholic FC continue to be guided over on Twitch. Check out the Cultaholic podcast feed for the latest episode of the Classic Nitro review with Sam and myself. They have shaved Hulk Hogan's mustache. He's lost all his power. We talk about a very intriguing episode of Nitro on the podcast feed. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Find out, where did WWE go wrong with Charlotte Flair? I take a little deep dive into the career of Charlotte Flair following the news of her outburst and the ructions backstage that have been caused around Charlotte Flair. So we talk a little bit about, could this something been something that had been avoided? YouTube.com/Cultaholic. I'd love to know your opinions on that. And check out Cultaholic.com for full Halloween Havoc results. Plus, can you name all of CM Punk's pay-per-view opponents? Take the quiz over at Cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.